It's just too tight. Too tight a saw.
Yeah, it's miserable, and I don't know if there is any nutrition in it for the plants.
Probably not as much as if it had enough sand and enough vegetation in it to where it would be pliable, you mm-hmm. see. Because your water can't get in that too good, it won't mm-hmm. stay. And if it don't stay, of course your plant can't get it back out. Mm-hmm. So it's not too desirable soil.
I think I'll just have to fertilize there and then starve the plants mm-hmm. so they'll send their roots down, and then fertilize again and then starve them again.
You put some clover on that. Clover's awful good to go down and loosen your ground up.
Oh.
Just sweet clover, you know. And then roots all gush in there and they go way on down there. And it
boy.
Sure does break your land up.
Well, I bet I could sow that too,
oh,
couldn't
yeah.
I?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I'd have to till it in or anything.
Oh, not necessarily. You can cover the rake because it's a lot of times we just broadcast it in the winter time.
Even when I've got Bermuda on there now?
Well, it wouldn't do much good with Bermuda.
Uh-huh.
Bermuda would choke it out.
Right.
I'd have
to kill it. Huh?
Yeah, you'd burn it out of K, Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Bill about that clover. He'd tell you we've raised a little bit of that there.
I will. What would you call the main road down here? Say, go down when you come to the
highway.
Highway?
Mm-hmm.
And how I recognize that?
Well, it'd be a hard surface road.
Cement?
Well, I'd rather think it's blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it could be either for as it goes. It is a highway, but then I believe this is a blacktop road.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call this road that leads up to where my car is?
Well, from the main road
uh-huh.
up here, well,
yeah,
be the
right
driveway.
Uh-huh. And the one that goes from the barn to the pasture?
Be the lane.
Mm-hmm. And the road that leads from the highway out here?
Well, that'd be the... Oh, just the country road or the section line.
Mm-hmm. And the ditch beside this road?
Be the water ditch. The bar ditch.
Mm-hmm. And where would you walk if you're going to walk on this road?
Well, you walk to the edge of the road, just to the side.
And if someone, if I asked you now where you were, if I called you on the phone and said, are you downtown, you'd say, no, I'm...
Well, out home, you mean, or...
Mm-hmm. And if someone is coming this way, I'd say he's not going away from me, he's coming...
Towards?
Mm-hmm. If you go downtown and see somebody there that you didn't intend to see, you say, I didn't intend to see him, I just
run on to him.
Mm-hmm. And if a man is named George, and his son has another son, and then the grandchild is named George, you'll say they named the child
George the second.
Or
the third.
Well, how in respect to his grandfather?
Well, it'd be, you mean that all three are Georges now?
No. Let's say the grandfather's named George, the father's named Sam, and then the baby is born and they want to honor the grandfather, so they name him George. So they say, well, they named the child George.
Well, I don't follow you there. I don't know just how you make suggestion there. I might.
Yeah, we'll get back to it.